This is a demonstration of how to access the virtual slide collection during your course in pathology this year. From the home page at the Medical University of South Carolina, you simply type in, instead of the www, type in vslides.musc.edu and hit enter. And this will take you to the virtual slide site, which is web-enabled virtual microscopy in the Department of Pathology. To log on to the virtual slide site, click on Login, and then type in a generic email address, and that is vslides@musc.edu. The password to log on to the virtual slides is PathSlide, PathSlides. And when you click on Login, then the next step, you should click on Classroom. Once you click on Classroom, you can see that you have a collection of normal histology slides, mechanism of disease and general pathology, virtual slides for lab study, and the case slides with question prompts. Let's take a look at one normal slide. Say we wanted to review the normal histology of the skin. You click on the integument. And then you will see that there are about five slides. Several of them are normal. Well, four slides. The first slide, if you just click on the image, you will then see skin, and you'll be able to magnify this. First of all, just notice you can move the image around by grabbing it, holding your left mouse clicker down, and you can move it around. Or you can actually move it around by clicking within the small image. You can magnify the image by a drop down menu. You can also demagnify it. Say go to 20x, and then once you do that, you can actually move around in the field by moving the square in the reference image, or you can move the slide again by grabbing the large image. Say you wanted to study the epidermis, you could click right on the epidermis in the small image and then adjust by moving the big image to have it in view. Now, in addition to that, you can use the annotations on the left. Now, there's one little trick that can be helpful and viewing this slide without all the extraneous information at the top of your browser. If you simply press F11, F11 will allow you to get rid of all of that, and you just have your virtual slide window before you. And you notice on the left in this frame, we have the description of the slide. And then we've prepared some annotations for you to better understand the slide. So if you click on the little button to the left of the annotation information, you will see the annotations will appear. And you can still move the slide around once the annotations are there. And you can actually magnify it or demagnify it after you have clicked on the annotations. At the bottom of the screen, actually, we'll go down back to the low magnification, and say you wanted to take a photograph of this. All you have to do is scroll to the bottom and look for Snapshot, and then click on Snapshot, and Snapshot will bring a snapshot of that field with the annotations for you, and you can simply right-click on that and save the picture. Or copy it, email the picture, or whatever, and save. You can save it to the computer and use it any way you want to. So now let's return and hit F11 so that we can see our browser window. And what we're going to do now is you've seen how to access the virtual slides. I'm going to actually go back to the menu that we first saw and click on the virtual slides for self-study, and you see those slide collections are arranged by tutorial lab study. So if you click on tutorial 1, you will see the virtual slides that we have prepared for you for self-study and cell injury, adaptation, inflammation, and thrombosis. I'm having just a little trouble getting it up. Here it comes. And so, like, for the first one is on contraction bands in the myocardium. If you click on that, again, now this, instead of, we have the annotations also that you can click through, and so on and so forth. So now let's return back to the main menu. And the last thing I want to show you are the collection of case slides. For case 1A, for example, we have several slides, and let's click on the second slide, which is a coronary artery. And there are histological changes here, which is called histopathology. And we have put a question there to aid you and your seminar tutorial leader to come to a certain focal point and discuss that and discuss what the answers to those questions are. And then we call these question prompts. They should aid you in the tutorial sessions. And just before the each exam, during the week that you study, we will put the answers up to each one of these questions. So there will be a message here that says show answer. You click on it, it'll come up in a separate window. Okay, so now let's return back to the main menu. You've seen all the things that are available there. And at this point, we're going to move over and demonstrate the access of virtual slides through the seminar tutorial case page. Now here we are at the master schedule, the main web page for the course, where you can see in the address it's www.musc.edu pathology teaching. And from this schedule, you can this website, you can click on the online link to the seminar tutorial case study. So let's click on that. And when we do, we see here the information about our first case. And here's case 1A, and we'll click on indigestion. When we do that, we're going to have to put in our email name or ID and our password for that. So that's different than the virtual slide logon. And once you do that, then you will see on the left, you can click on history, gross findings. But when you click on the first case slide, then you will have to log in to the virtual slide site. And you use the same login that we mentioned before, the fake email address, vslides@musc.edu, and then path slides. And when you do that, then you will immediately be taken to the virtual slide that is linked directly to this ST1A myocardium. And there you see the question prompts and so forth. Now, in the seminar tutorial sessions or wherever, you would be able to see the image much better if you press F11 on your keyboard, and you also have to click in this frame to the left for that to work. Once you do that, then you see you have complete focus on the virtual slide as well as the case to the left. You click on coronary for the second slide, and you will take that, and then you click through the question prompts and so forth. And again, the same thing applies. You can come down here and take a snapshot of that and save it to your computer if that is something that would be helpful. So now, let's just back out of here. Again, we will click in this left frame and press F11, and that will bring back the view that we have. And if you want to go to the next case, then you need to close this browser window, and there your seminar tutorial case page will still remain. So that concludes a brief demonstration of how to access virtual slides from the MUSC homepage using the vslides.musc.edu or accessing them through the seminar tutorial case page.